A beautiful baby whom we shall call Deborah was barely 1 month old when the war broke out in Sudan a year ago. 1 year later, no one knows her exact date of birth. Unfortunately, her biological mother, the only person who could have done that, is missing. A 20-year-old refugee, Gufran Hamed Al-Nur, has taken responsibility for Deborah.
Yani.
I feel pity for her for the things we went through in Sudan, she says as she cuddles Deborah, tears dropping on her chisel-like cheeks. The two are sitting on an old hospital bed in one of the hospital facilities at a transit camp for refugees here in Reng, a South Sudanese town near the border with Sudan. Today, they came here for a checkup because baby Deborah wasn't feeling well. Deborah was carried out of Sudan by a woman who was fleeing violence. At the border, the charity Save the Children International took custody of her and later handed her to Gufran, a young lady whose life was disrupted by the Sudan war.
Yani.
I will raise her like my daughter, Gufran says.
On April 11th of last year, a 12-year-old boy who we will call John traveled from Kenya to Khartoum, where he had planned to spend his holiday with his parents. 3 days later, fighting broke out, and by the following day, he lost both parents to the war.
I stayed with my parents in 3 days. The fourth day, they start fighting. My mother and my father, they go to search for work. They kill my parents.
These are the sad tales of Sudanese children who are paying the price of a year-long conflict in Sudan that has claimed thousands of lives and torn families apart, Ponpon Jit, director of Save the Children's operation in South Sudan, said. The majority of those fleeing the war in Sudan are under age 18.
Since the war broke out in Sudan, over 600,000 arrivals in total of both returnees and refugees have arrived in South Sudan through Jorda border in Reng. Over 300,000, which is basically over 50% of the total arrivals, are children. A lot of them also came unaccompanied or separated.
John and nearly all the children at the camp don't attend school. Most of these children spend their time at this safe space built by Save the Children and partners, a big field at a transit point in Reng, where they run around playing football and doing artwork.
Yes, if I play, that's why my head will be in playing. I will play. When I come here, I will find football, I will play.
This is how most of the children are kept busy, Jit says. She hopes that by playing different sports, children like John can forget the trauma of violence back at home.
To us, this might seem small to a lot of adults, but to the children, this could be the world. A lot of them that we spoke to also just told us point blank, they didn't want a new football or basketball or new clothes. A lot of them just want to go back to school.
John admits that he misses his old life.
And when I am in Kenya, I am in school, not school here, and no money, no something for eating, no everything for sleeping. We just staying like that.
Unlike Deborah, who has someone to take care of her, John spends most of his time in the safe space run by Save the Children. Unlike Deborah, who has someone to take care of her, John spends most of his time in the safe space run by Save the Children. As for Deborah, nobody knows exactly what happened to her mother and whether she is alive or not. But this baby has since found love and security, a young girl whose life and dream were disrupted by the ongoing war back in Sudan.
Like in here?
The most important thing is that I found her, says Gufran.
Sheila Oponi, VOA News, Juba, South Sudan.
يعني زي انا وما انا يعني زعلانه انا شديد لموضوع بتاع سودان يعني
there no more.
I stay with my parents in 3 days. The 4th day, they start fighting. My mother and my father, they go to search for work. They kill my parents.
Since the war broke out in Sudan, over 600,000 arrivals in total of both returnees and refugees have arrived in South Sudan through Jordan border in Renk. Over 300,000, which is basically over 50% of the total arrivals, are children. A lot of them also came unaccompanied or separated.
Yes, if I play, that's why my head will be in playing. I will play. When I come here, I will find football, I will play.
To us, this might seem small to a lot of adults, but to the children, this could be the world. A lot of them that we spoke to also just told us point blank, they didn't want a new football or basketball or new clothes. A lot of them just want to go back to school.
And when I am in Kenya, I am in school, not school here, and no money, no something for eating, no everything for sleeping. We just staying like that.
Like in here, the life, and the meter.